Well, good morning here and good evening over there. And welcome to all of you and thank you for coming. This is a meditation and we're working with our wonderful Giuliano and Helio R to heal the space-time rifts around the planet. Now, it comes from the book Teachings from the Sacred Triangle, Volume 3, and it's in Chapter 17. So let's calibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we now ask Giuliano to send Omega Light to coat that cosmic egg with a brand new light. Omega Light. Feel that Omega Light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg to build a great energy boost into each of us. We'll feel a new vibratory thrust in our spirit and physical body as we connect with this light, and we'll momentarily be in silence while we do that. And now to assist this wonderful group further, Giuliano sends down the violet Arcturian light. He distributes it to each of us. And this will accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness and coherency and help us utilize all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Space-time continuum rift is affected by oppositional energy from the photon belt because it emits an energy fostering polarization. Now you're going to be entering a corridor with your etheric body which will produce dramatic acceleration of your energy beyond what you've previously experienced. The need to work and place yourself within the corridors is becoming more and more important. The corridor, in addition to providing access to higher energy and the fifth dimension, also provides you with a shield of protection. It provides a shield of energy and fifth dimensional light to assure you to be able to maintain your fifth dimensional presence and meditative abilities. The ascension energy has opened wider and moved to a closer date. It's been awakened in more people. But the issue is how to influence the negative polarization, how to influence the peaceful processes and maintain the connection to the fifth dimensional energy. What we are experiencing is part of the destruction of cultures, of institutions and alliances that have been held together for a long time. The world has reached its crossroads. The crossroads moves everyone closer to an unravelling and unfolding of events, which can culminate in a greater tragedy. However, the polarisation has awakened more people. It has awakened a greater mission and a greater sincerity among those who are spiritually inclined. The energy field of the planet has a homeostasis which has been set through special codes into the core of the Earth. The codes are still intact. Parts of the earth changes that are coming are in effect to rebalance some of the electromagnetic energy and other etheric energies that have been disrupted by the wars. So let's begin. Giuliano now brings down an accelerated corridor into your room. This corridor is filled with multi-layered jewels and crystals, unlike any we've seen before. Lined with powerful crystal light, reflecting beautiful images from the galactic central sun. You are surrounded by beautiful reflections. And as you look up the corridor, you can see for what appears to be an eternity of space. Understand that by your thinking, by your intent and desire, you can rise out of your physical body, somersault out of your physical, and etherically bounce and tumble up this corridor. As you're in the corridor, tumbling and moving, you experience a freedom, a lightness, a joy in movement that you haven't experienced before. But at the same time, you're holding your mindfulness and mind intent. You're experiencing a spiritual awakening and retooling for the coming days, months, and years. Straighten yourself to an upright position. And let's travel with Giuliano to a corridor platform above Earth. This platform is the seat and basis for many of the light workers who've been contributing to the healing process of Earth. As you arrive, you see a huge energy light, reflective of the many spiritual masters and light workers who are on this planet, including the Arcturian light workers. There are thousands, maybe even a million or more light workers, all on this platform above the earth. They are here, like you, because they are preparing for their ascension. And they are committed to the healing of the earth, to the transformation and reintegration of the space-time rift. This is a wonderful community of spiritual beings. Giuliano rises above the whole group and sends a greeting from Arcturus to all of the starseeds. Hey, Yashepa Wepa La Arcturasi Arcturasi. Hey, young along, hello. Mariano now adjusts the Iscalia mirror, the reflective holographic mirror with special powers of light gathering and healing, and focuses it towards the central sun. See the image of the earth reflected back to you through the mirror. And the space-time rifts become more apparent. At the same time, Giuliano projects above the group a holographic image of a fifth-dimensional Earth, totally healed of any space-time rifts. And this Earth image is able to transfer and transform simultaneously into the fifth dimension. Remember, a core group of spiritually minded light workers can focus their thoughts and healing energies, bringing forth a transformational experience for the Earth and the ascension for the planet. And Helio R now joins us to explain more. Helio R. Oh dear. Sorry. Helio R. The technology of holography, holographic light, holographic drawings, and holographic symbols is the tool for a transformation that will allow the space-time rift to be healed. Holographic means that you can take part of a whole and use that part to project the whole. Example, you get a cell from one person, and from that cell you can produce the whole image. But it's not just the image of their wholeness in the third dimension, it's the image of their wholeness on all dimensions. So each of you can take a part of the earth where you live, and from that area you may project a total image of the entire planet holographically. That holographic image can be placed into a special corridor, which is what we are participating in now, a platform of spiritual energy. Helio R asks each of you to take that part of the earth you're familiar with. When you are interacting with that part, you can affect the whole earth. Whatever part of that whole earth that is distorted can be transformed into a fifth-dimensional holographic energy. So whilst you're on this great spiritual platform of life, focus on the part of the planet that you know. All that you know about the Earth, the space-time continuum, the conflicts and distorted patterns, can be accessed through this holographic part that you have chosen. And now the Arcturians will gift you the knowledge and technology to proceed with this holographic healing. Ashe Yak Baklak Stup Stup Tuk Luk. Ashe Yak Bak Lak. Shtup. Shtup Tuk Luk. Project your energy into your selected spot so that it radiates out to those parts that need to be healed, particularly the space-time rifts throughout the planet. It is not necessary to travel to distant places. With holographic technology and the skills you've been taught, you're able to project your energies in the most direct and transformative way throughout the Earth. Know also that it is hereby acknowledged that those areas that are in opposition and seem to be self-destructing shall be allowed to proceed without contaminating the rest of the earth. Let the part you are focusing on have a neutral effect on the remainder of the conflicted energy patterns of the earth. There are holographic energy patterns throughout the earth related to the ley lines or meridians, and certain points on the meridians have a greater ability to accelerate. All is becoming equalized because Mother Earth has gained a holographic consciousness of herself through the work that you, as starseeds, have done. And this allows holographic healing to occur. But please continue to scan the earth. You may come across different energies that perhaps you don't know how to heal. Get in contact with your own holographic self. You are part of your greater multi-level self. The question has arisen of what holographic light energy needs to be sent to four areas of conflict right now. Afghanistan, Yemen, US-China relations, that conflict between Saudi Arabia, Israel, Iran, and the US. They need the light of neutralization. The space-time rift can be neutralized so that the intensity of the situations can be diffused. But in a sense, this will be part of the process of those areas. In order for a healing to occur when an area is overly charged, it needs to be neutralized first. The four situations can neutralize to a point in the easing of tensions. And the greatest gift would be the outcome neutralized. Because the seeds of a World War III can be ignited from any of these four areas. At the same time, a neutralization and release of tensions would help counteract this so that the outcome is humanely manifested in a compassionate manner. The neutralization light is like a bandage being placed over a wound. Remember, the bandage is your healing light. If rifts continued to open wider, there would be a spreading of negative energy and intensity. But when it's patched through the bandage, a neutralization and a decrease in tension will occur. So let's focus our energy on this bandage. Hold your holographic image of the earth. And just see all the rifts being closed, particularly over those four areas of conflict: Afghanistan, Yemen, US-China relations, and that conflict between Saudi Arabia, Israel, Iran, and the US. Now, some of you may want to mingle with other spirits that are here on this platform. There are wonderful teachers and spirits here, highly evolved people, and Tibetan masters. So mingle. Find your family. But the call has been made to return. Please direct yourself back into the corridor. And as you enter the corridor again, please experience the bouncing, somersaulting, lightness and freedom. Don't forget, light being also means being light, as opposed to being heavy. Bounce and direct yourself down into the corridor, back into your room, and see your body sitting there. Slowly somersault and time the somersault so you enter on a three somersault as you turn back into your body. By coming back this way, you're making it easier for yourself to leave again the same way. Remember the three somersault steps as a way to return to your body. It's preparing your body for an easier alignment. We have been taught another approach to align our body and bring in the spirit. But acknowledge the playfulness energy that is so important in spiritual work. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your participation.